Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for this day that you've given us, dear Lord, and dear Lord, just thank you for the ones come out tonight at this meeting. For us, God, direct each and every one of us and help us make the right decisions for our county. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I need approval of the workshop, special exemption workshop on November the 3rd.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Mr. Hatch, all in favor?
Aye.
I need approval of the regular meeting November the 3rd.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor?
Aye.
Need approval of the LDR workshop November 17th.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Wood. Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor?
Aye.
Approval of the regular meeting November 17th.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor?
Aye.
Approval of the regular meeting December the 1st.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor?
Aye.
The vouchers.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor?
Aye.
Any constitutional officer here like to speak? No. Need a motion to go into public hearing.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor?
Aye.
We have one in the table. 17-2022, petition by Harvey Jordan, requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.4.5, special exceptions number 31, county land development regulations to permit building shops located in A agricultural zoning district in accordance with petition dated Form 27 directed on the front described as follows. County parcel number 35-10-13-00-00-56-07-00-117 Southeast 46 Highway, Old Town, Florida 32680. Originally when this was advertised, it was Commissioner Mills District, now it's
Any opposed?
There was, at the last meeting, it was decided the parameters for the homeowner to accomplish, and then it was stated.
I did the inspection, and he did complete the parameters that was set forward by Commissioner Mills.
So, he done everything that he said he was going to do.
Oh, okay. I didn't see him back there. Come on.
We did put up a fence, 8.5-foot fence, pretty much at all the north side. I was around down one side, the back side, and the other side, the only place that people live, but we're eventually going to wrap it all the way around. We put up the chart that Jody suggested to catch over spray, and it works. That should kill 95% of any sound out there.
And you say you are going to eventually finish the crop?
Well, it was overspray.
It just takes time.
Just kind of cutting the wind off. I put up an 8.5-inch solid fence.
It'll get hot in there.
Yes, sir. But I went ahead and come around where the employees park, you know, everything. So that cuts sod out of anything. I don't know how I'm out there in the other drive, which I own that drive.
Right.
But... I co-share it with people behind me. They seem fine.
Yeah, well, they don't.
They were here last time. We were here.
I said they're not.
You drive the semi. You know? Mm-hmm. That's the semi you see out there the most.
Yes, sir. Ms. Harper, you also said you was going to. Is these on?
Yes, they are.
Okay. You also said you was going to speak with your employees about cussing and all that, and I assume you handled that also.
Yes, sir. They're not in this section out here. They used to sit out here in the middle of that drop.
Mm-hmm.
I made them an area up here in the front. It's TNA fence.
Yes, I see that.
That's where they have once. That's where they sat.
So you just relocated them,
yes,
period.
So if they can't watch them out, they can leave. There's plenty of people on a job.
Right. Okay.
I found a satisfactory deal.
Any opposition? Anyone want to speak?
Ms. Paretha. Yeah, we can see you.
I like that.
Okay. State your name for us.
They're still cursing. I thought they had corrected that. They're still doing it?
It's been 2 weeks. He's in here, and it's been different. But when he leaves...
So, I mean, he was asked to take care of the problem, and since he didn't have to take care of the problem, you've had not had a problem. Okay. Anybody else would like to speak?
Motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve by Mr. Wood. Second, Mr. Hatch. Any discussion?
If I recall right, as long as I can remember, that's been, they've been a mechanic shop there, it's been commercial. And didn't you, Leon, state at the last meeting that that was, it had been going on, you'd been out there and knew it. And that really, we should couldn't stop it because it's been there at grandfather then.
Well, activity has been taking place for the last 7 years. It was a welding shop before he bought it. The only reason why we bring it up right here is Wayne and the lack of paperwork to support that from where it was previously permitted for the welding shop. So we're getting our file on the board right here. That's why I was brought before you.
Because if you had your paperwork before, the paperwork got messed up before you got your job.
Correct.
And you having to correct, I'm letting everybody know this man is doing his best to clean up the paperwork in the county. So this is some of it.
So when the complaint come in that, you know, hey, this is taking place, we check the zoning district. Because the first complaint was that it's not allowed to even be there. It's in the ESA. Well, it's not an ESA district. It's in an agricultural district. So there's a lot more uses allowed in the agricultural district. And then we got to looking, and this was an existing welding shop, but years ago, the truth is they didn't do the paperwork.
And if they did the paperwork, we wouldn't be here right now on this.
I don't think it was malicious in any kind of way. It was just a lack of understanding that one day this paperwork could be important.
Right.
And everybody knows my shop, welding shop, or whatever it was.
Any more discussion?
The only thing that I can think of, I think that Harvey's done what he has been asked to do, but I want some kind of stipulations put in there that if the cursing and the vulgarness goes back, that we can pull it without having a big hassle. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, but I mean, just to cover everybody. Huh?
Land use is going to be different than the allocation
It's a pretty fine
thing. Well, I know what I told you when we used irrigate, putting up that barrier with that cloth makes
perfect.
A huge difference, a huge.
Perfect. Down there is up 8.5, but I hate putting it up in Dixie County. I love where I live. It's a solid 8-foot
fence. Keith
Lee just lives down there.
Yep.
You don't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbor right behind
us
ain't even here today.
No,
she said she's fine.
The only thing that happened between her and Brandon's property and Miss Harvey on the property that I met this man here is the fact that the people around the neighborhood gotten older and less tolerant to the noise.
Yep.
I can agree with that.
Okay. Any more discussion? All right, we got a motion, we got a second, we just had a discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion go back to the board.
Got a motion to go back to the board, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2022-168.
Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second,
Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Miss Kay.
Good evening. I'm Kay McAllister with the Tourism, Dixie County Tourism Board. And I wanted to take a moment to follow up on the meeting that we had for the Airbnb locations that we've been doing some work on, and I wanted to take a moment to review what we've gone over to see what you all would like us to do from here. So I think everyone got information on this. And what we came up, we had a whole committee that met and worked on it. We came up with the goal is to create a registration licensing policy for short-term overnight residences. And ensure that the county is receiving all the tourism and discretionary taxes that are collected on the properties within our county. Our first area we worked on was coming up with a way to identify the rental businesses and require them to apply for a Dixie County overnight rental license. Some of the points of this is this license would be worded so that it protects the county from any liability, however we can do that. Part of the requirement would be that the businesses also have a state license, which I believe is required by a lot of these places. The county license would give EMS and the Sheriff's Department emergency contact information. It would confirm that the business owners are aware of their responsibility to collect their state tax and tourism tax. It would include a checklist from the county. It could include a checklist from the county for county and state regulations that are relevant to this type of business, like there's parking, garbage, you know, number of people that can be on the property, anything like that. We could put this into this license. And, you know, on the positive side also, with this license, businesses would be able to be listed on the Visit Dixie website for their property listing and their contact information. And then we'd also give them some type of a welcome information that has the county map in it and places, things to do in Dixie County and that type of thing. So that was kind of part one, and that's what we kind of came up with as a plan for that. The second part, which is me even a little more urgent, is we want to confirm that Dixie County is receiving the discretionary tax and tourism tax from all properties within our county. It's been brought to our attention that most of the properties that are on
in the Gina area is actually going to Taylor County because they have a Taylor County address.
Right. And so these Airbnbs and Verbos, all these companies are sending that tax, including the county's discretionary tax, over to Taylor County. And we think it might also be happening up with the Bradford address.
Up on the north end of the county, a lot of us got a Bradford out there.
Yes. Right. So, Matt and I asked the Dwayne and basically, let's get back to we met with the county manager and the county's 911 coordinator, and they are planning to contact the Dixie County tax collector about the Gina property. They collect themselves, so they should be aware that this money is coming into them.
Are you talking about the Taylor County?
Yes, thank you very much. The Taylor County, because they collect their own tax, and they should be aware of this, and we need to be able to get it, figure out how to get it corrected. We need to see that properties like, for example, the Steinhatchee River Landing, that have rentals on both sides of the county, that they have their taxes set up separately for each county. They have... Just using that one as an example, they have a lot of rental places on the Gina side, yet their headquarters and condominiums are on the Taylor County side. So I can see it'd be very easy for them just to send all the money that way. So we need to kind of check into that too. And like I said, this needs to be done at the Bradford area also. We need to follow up with the Dixie rental properties that have their owners that live in other counties and other states to be sure that they, that money is coming here also. And then we would need to, with that, we need to contact all the rental companies like Airbnb and Vrbo to be sure they have the correct information or sending it that way. So in conclusion, we felt like requiring a county license and confirming the taxes on the Dixie properties are coming to the Dixie County would help protect our county residents, our visitors, and increase the revenue for the county. Now, with that, of course, if we do all that, we're going to have somebody taking care of it. I've been talking to a couple of companies that do this business where they will help contact all the owners of these businesses and such, but it will cost.
They'll do the regulated collection for a percentage on it.
Well, it's a fee. Now, there's one company I talked to, there's a fee, and the fee was like $26,000. Now, they say, we're thinking that we have about 65 or 70 rentals in the county that we could easily see. They look up on their computer program, and they were counting about 200 of them. And they would, and this is just an example of, you know, one company, or, you know, or we can get one person or two people here in the county to do the same kind of thing, too. But they would basically find the contacts for all these people. They find the properties, find the contacts, send out a letter for telling about the registration. Then this company that I was talking to also would have it online, so they could go online, fill out all the paperwork, pay, you know, through a third-party payment. And then this company, every, I think twice a week, they actually go through everything to see if there are any new listings and such. So it's a very thorough company. They have a lot of larger places than us, so, you know, I don't know if there would be anything for us to look at, but...
I feel like we need to just set it up where they just get a percentage of what they collect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, instead of a flat rate fee or whatever, I mean, just because they see 200 out there, that don't mean they're going to get paid for 200. Then the tourism council can wind up paying them more than y'all actually getting in.
So these are all things we have to look at. But I
want
to just get an idea from you all if you want us to...
My concern would that be on that fee charge, Mr. Chairman? Be it some of the monies we already collecting, if they took it over, they'd start charging for some of that they already collecting, because you can't differentiate the what we get from Department of Revenue that sends to our finance department now.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't break it down. It just gives what it is and the line amount. So we can't see who is what. We would have to talk that through with the company as well.
Well, what we're looking at, though, as the big picture, we're collecting some, but if we go with a company that gets out there and gets proactive, we're going to collect way more, and we're actually going to lose money.
We're
going to gain revenue because they're going to be getting everybody and bringing the field level. But you got a bunch of them out there not paying anything, which is not fair to the ones that are paying.
I think the only ones that we're actually collecting from are the ones like Airbnb collects and pays our tax for our share. They collect for Dixie County. And
we're collecting from most of the ones that sit on that tourism council.
But I mean, and that's where some of this money's actually coming from. It's like hotels, motels. We don't have a lot, but the ones we do have, they have to pay the bed tax. The campgrounds. Then what fewer on, or not few, they like, I say, I done just one search, and I seen a couple hundred listed for Dixie County. Now, not all of them are true Dixie County. They may, some of them be across the river, you know, but that was one site. So those, they don't, like Taylor collects their own. So Taylor knows if you run the Airbnb, you got to pay for your bed tax. Dixie, we don't do that. But Airbnb, that's part of their requirements, is that they collect for anybody that's advertising on their site. So then, based on where they say that property is located, that money then has to be paid into the state on behalf of, you know, Dixie County. So that's some of the money that we get back, too. But it also includes the campgrounds and stuff like that, based on what I've researched.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I wouldn't want to just set up a license and not really enforce it. As soon as the people that are already paying, they're the ones that are going to come, you know, get their license anyway. I mean, I think we kind of, as we go to this, we need to.
Well, I think it'll have to fall back under probably, and I know if Leon's still here before he says something at me. It's going to probably fall back under some of our codes that we would have to enforce.
I think it's that thing is regulated under the actual division of hotels and restaurants.
It is under that. They're supposed to have a state license in order to run Airbnb, according to Florida statute. Now, do all of our people?
And on the other side of that, if we had somebody overseeing that and was getting a percentage of that, that they would be handling that, and Leon would have to deal with it.
Either that, or I don't know how Taylor County and I think Alachua County just started claiming.
That was what I was going to ask.
If they have an employee that is with the tax collectors division.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you reached out to Taylor County or
working on that. I'm trying to get a set down with the Taylor County manager.
Right.
And go over.
Mr. Wilbur and him and Levy County do anything like that?
No, the state collects for
them.
Just like us, the state collects for both of us.
Most of our bigger counties do their own, but most of us smaller counties, and some of it I think is just because we hadn't really had that as much as southern counties, but we are getting it now.
Well, there's a lot, so many of them out there operating and it's not licensed, they just operate.
Yeah. But you're not going to capture them anyway.
Well, you will when the next
you will call. If you
if they're advertising on that site and you got somebody looking at that.
What do you do? I mean, I'm going to be the devil's advocate here. Campers are the same way.
Yeah, I mean,
the
exactly.
only one we were hammering are the people that's trying to do it legal.
Exactly, and that's what we're talking about. You know, it's one of those.
Yeah.
The only one we're catching is when Leon or someone gets a complaint.
If you go on that website, Mark, you can see that there's a bunch of them ain't. They're advertising it, which is setting them up that they should have a license. They're advertising.
But they're not advertising. Who are they advertising with?
They advertising with the Airbnb.
Airbnb.
There's a website that they advertise that. And it's listing them
you pull it up
as a legal Airbnb when they don't have it.
This company, and their PowerPoint trucks, they have things like 20 different sites, including Craigslist, everything that they look at. And that could be done by a couple of good computer people here in the county. I mean, it's nothing except that they just have to have a type of program where they can do it.
And a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I would like to look at what other counties, while we're exploring, let's explore all options before we try to reinvent the wheel when somebody else might have the perfect thing for us.
And there is several out there.
I like this, what you've done so far.
Yes.
A lot of good work.
Yes.
But let's not try to reinvent the wheel if someone, if our, especially if our neighbor is doing it.
Right. Yeah. I just typed in Dixie County on Airbnb, and, of course, I typed in four guests, and I got 69 homes popped up. That's one search, and like I say, if I put less guests, it would probably pull up more. It depends on what you put in, you know, but in 2 seconds here, I pulled up that, said Dixie County, and I've got 69 homes, seen Hatchie, Horseshoe, Old Town.
I'm also going to be the devil's advocate. If we don't regulate it, then we're setting us up because we're not regulated for a lawsuit if somebody gets hurt or something happens because we're supposed to make sure that everything is done right.
I mean, I agree 100% with that.
All right, so just like us to continue
looking,
finding out how neighbors are
yes.
doing
yep.
this. And,
yep, listen there. Thank you very
much.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr.
Kim. I know Mr. Greg's not here. Miss Jared Nim's not here. Miss Cindy? Yep.
Thank you,
Miss Cindy, for everything you do, and thank you for keeping that library going as well as it does. Thank you. And you have a merry. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes. Well, thank you, Miss Cindy. Mr. Freeman.
He's not here.
Road Department.
He's not here.
Chauncey, he's not here. Mr. Latson.
I don't have anything, but you got something.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Oh, no. I got something on the mail in the dumps. How are we doing on that? Huh?
I don't know. Talked to the guys. They're going to start no later this week. About holiday season. They have a little trouble, and they're going to start probably about the first of the year. They're gonna get back on.
We had mentioned at a meeting here a while back we were supposed to get some contracts together for some of them to sign on how often they pick up the metal and stuff and we got to that point or where we at with that.
No, I can answer that, Mr. Chairman, if you're okay with that. Yeah. So that was in the transition of the attorneys. That's not something that Chana has been aware of.
I don't understand that about it, though.
It didn't get passed from Michael to Chana, so if that's something y'all want, we'll...
Well, we had
the last workshop
to do that here.
Mr. Chairman, from my understanding, the last workshop we had, it was to leave it as is. They had agreed, they come in here and agreed to start back on it, get it corrected. They made one round, and then now the piles are piling back up.
Well, no.
It wasn't to do any contract.
I hadn't talked to Mr. Latson, but I'd talked to them boys and thought, look, y'all getting behind. I said, you know, we're fixing to have to do something. And they assured me after the first of the year they was going to get on it, and we won't have to hear, you won't have to say nothing about the metal no more. But, and I told them, I said, look, if Mr. Latson comes to me after you just told me, I says, we got to find someone that's going to take care of it. So
I must have misinterpreted or sat in another meeting, because the way I understood it was these dumps, roll-off sites were divided into sections.
Mm-hmm.
This one had this many, this one had this many, and if you called this one and gave him 2 weeks, I think, and if they didn't have a start date within 2 weeks, you called it.
Then they went to Mr. Todd right there, and they were supposed to roll that
then
up.
Same thing over here. This one, it's gave them 2 weeks to start it, or a date to start within 2 weeks. They could not do that. It went to Todd.
Yep.
And then whenever it come back around again, it went back to them. And then same, but this one, his backup was Todd. This one, his backup was Todd.
Yep. So Todd was his backup for all of them.
Both of them.
Right.
You agreed to that, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a file on it.
About the liability insurance to be on county property whenever you working for the county. Now, did one of them prevent it?
I don't know. I mean,
I
was supposed to. I know that.
Well, then.
It didn't fence to me.
I don't know if they ever did.
Right.
Well, then, Mr. Latson.
But I thought that was to
already taken care of.
Was I right or wrong?
That's what we discussed. And you know, just what you said, and they were supposed to. Mike Winnell was going to draw something up to that effect. That
you
we was running into problems like we're right
you,
now. That
you,
stuff.
You right.
And they was happy. Goob and Mike was happy with
everybody
that.
Everybody was happy with the situation.
Didn't y'all meet in his office?
Yeah.
And everybody was happy with that.
Yeah.
Son was happy with that. We were still staying local. So I don't understand how. If you call one and they can't do it within that time frame, you call Todd.
Then
it just goes from there.
Earlier this week, when I was talking with Mike about cleaning and dumping stuff, he said that we would see about that and he'd get the collector and he just told him he'd get that and he might go to the bed. And then today, he told me that
At this point, I'd just like to see us follow through with what we said we was going to.
Me too.
Yep.
Me too. Because that was the deal. Everybody sit down. We all met, and that was the deal what I just said.
Yeah,
I thought.
Like I just said, Mike has talked to a number of times. I mean, stuff needs to be cleaned up, and they hadn't done it.
But let me say this now. In the board's defense, that's his fault. Because he had direction. And he had direction of what to do and how we'll do it. So that, to me, is Preacher.
Oh.
Preacher's the one who let that cat out. But Preacher's been, I understand he's had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'll take that responsibility because Preacher and I have spoken with some of the stuff that's happened with him. And every time we have asked them, they go to a site. In Mac and Goob's defense, they go to a site and begin to clean up on it. And either they tell us the machine breaks down or something. But when he asked them to get started, they get started in that 2 weeks. You know, but it ain't, you know, it just ain't full fall through. So.
How long is this contract supposed to be for? I mean, that's
I got a
be...
whole note on it. I go back and look. It needs to be a yearly contract and then brought back.
That's
to the
what board. I would recommend, that we put some terms on it and conditions if they're not doing a set.
You can't do nothing with a year. Okay. I don't care if you go to me or who it goes to, you cannot do nothing with a year. It's got to be a full 5-year contract to where you can get the equipment in here to be able to do it properly with it. If I y'all let me clean these up before now, because I know Max is too busy and got too much shit going on to be worried up with him, so is Goose. I was in the process of buying a baler to bail them. That way you go in there, you bring your baler in there, you bring your fish deer in there, which I've done in person, and you load the baler, you bail them, and you put bales over to the side right there, go in there about every 2-3 months. And then you ain't got a problem of hauling off a 25,000 pound load. It costs you just as much to haul off a 25,000 pound load as it does a 40,000 pound load. Store the bales over there. If you're familiar with the bales, you know, familiar with the bales, it crushes it up and kills them. And then leave it there until you come back through, and then at that point, bring the fissure in and load the flatbed up and haul it off. It can come home. But you can't do that unless from one of your contracts. You got to have full 3 to 5 year contract in order to do that.
That would be something that I think the board would need to decide. It could be a renewable contract. You know, they're written where they automatically renew.
Well, here's what my suggestion is, and what I'd like to see happen, me personally. I'd like to see, let's go forth for what we said with Preacher. I'd like to give Dwayne the authority to sit down with Goob, Mike, and Todd and get this trash thing or the metal straightened out. Get some kind of contract through up with them, give you authority to handle that, and let's get that done.
Y'all sign the contract. I mean, the contract will be between the
two. I mean, you can do the negotiating or whatever, and we'll sign it, but I mean, rather than actually, the other two parties are not here being represented.
Yeah.
They all three need to get together.
But to me, they already had that meeting. I mean, literally, y'all had that meeting.
Y'all want to keep them same terms.
Yeah.
I was going to say it was all verbal. I know y'all saying it was a done, but the attorney, we never got a contract.
Yeah.
So right now, there's nothing to say. It's done. It's all verbal.
Initially, I backed off because Mac came to me and told me him and Buddy was signing a contract with WC and the rest of y'all because he had WC's ears, you know?
I don't know.
Right now, I'm going to tell you, Todd, this is what we're looking at. But you understand, the contract we're going to draw up is just what we talked about. It's going to go to Mike or Goob, and if they can't get it in 2 weeks, you're supposed to be there getting the metal.
Whenever.
Ain't there one of them going to get a sole contract in the metal. That's what we discussed, and that's the way it's going to be. They got, from the time Preacher to notify them, they got 2 weeks. If their equipment breaks down and just keeps sitting there, and it's been 2 weeks, you still go in there and get that metal. I mean, it needs to be gone. It's getting in the way. I don't know if they've ever got it or not. But anyway, that's what we'd already discussed, and that's where we're supposed to be.
You got anything else?
I just wanted to, I know that's been a thorn on, they've been killing me up there on my street, don't they?
So,
all up and good again.
Bad.
So, do we need to make?
What I'll do, Mr. Chairman, I'll get all the information.
It's already been handled. It just needs
I'll
to be followed.
She's
okay.
Going to create a document. Y'all going to review it, and then if y'all approve it, we'll get the two companies to sign, and he'll be their backup guy, I guess.
Okay.
That's how I'm hearing y'all.
All right.
I want Todd to be the backup for the other
for two. The other two. Okay. So that's taken right. care of.
Right. But tonight, today, we're giving the companies to get done by the middle of January. Is that what we're going to agree to tonight?
We agree that they got 2 weeks to get it out of there. If they ain't got it out of 2 weeks,
they got to start on it in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Okay.
That's what we agree on.
Yeah. We you good? And if they can't get there and whenever you call them, if they can't get there in 2 weeks, don't call
us.
I don't
mean just put a loader out and park it. That means
get the metal out of there. And if they can't get the metal out of there in 2 weeks, don't bother us. Call that man right there. Call Todd. All right. You ain't even got to let us know. You just document down that I called them. They ain't got it. They ain't got it cleaned up. And go ahead and call that man right there. All right.
Thank you,
Rachel.
All right.
Mr. Leon.
I just want to thank the board for putting the new truck in service, and we got a post on it. It's working out really good. Now we have the added Wi-Fi technology. Of course, it's being done in the world. And it's working out really nice. We've got some good
positive. Thank you. Mr. Brown.
Yes. That's right on average. I think where we budgeted, so that's looking good right now. I called her just a couple of days before we got all the other financial stuff for the next month, so we should have a little more in January. But, she's been snowed under with a couple of other projects that we've had her working on. Got some timeline also. I had to get her to get that for me yesterday, but it's looking good. As y'all are aware, first of all, thank you all for what you have done and what you are going to do. The expo that I'm fixing to talk about, but also Thanksgiving for veterans. Y'all's contributions made a difference there. And I think we've done what I've got. I don't say me because I showed up just today with loading the last groceries. But made a big difference to the community. And this week coming up tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, we'll have our Christmas and Dixon Expo, our expo there at high school. Everybody provided, bring your kids, bring somebody else's kids. You all received pictures of the toys. There's no two sides of it. There wasn't a back to there.
I was trying to figure out if it's a double toy. I was like, man.
It's just a new printer. But I also give Commissioner, I give each of you a list of people that have donated. I didn't throw that out there because I knew I would miss somebody, but I felt that y'all should know that. I've also received phone calls of people that donated since I made that list about like I told y'all earlier, there was $500 worth of toys coming in after the picture was made. So it's going to be a nice event tomorrow, I think. We're expecting more people. Last year we estimated about 2,000. I know Mr. Shorter is very tired of cooking hot dogs. I think he's going to prove it up this year.
We got more this year than we had last year already. Well, then y'all done up the game then. Bring it on. I got plenty of help.
We'll
wrap them in a hamburger bun. It'll be all right. It'd eat the same.
But seriously, thank you all very much. Some of you have went out of your way to donate personally out of your businesses and out of your pockets. Y'all know who that is, and I don't want to say that. I appreciate that. It makes a difference in everything that goes on in our department. It makes a difference to the point that we have a little elderly lady that's not ever seen a bunch of Christmas lights in her life. She's stretcher bound and can't go anywhere. And I got a phone call last week that I had to deny requesting if we could use our non-emergency van to carry her for this morning River light show. And after I told them I couldn't do that, they understood and went and rented a van, and they are tonight, as we speak, they have carried this little lady over there in a stretcher, a stretcher that will raise up so she can see the lights. So it's not only having an effect in this community, it's having an effect in our department, too. And that was done out of their pocket, on their own. And I had nothing to do with that. I won't tell you who it is. If they want you to know, they can take it back. But understand that it makes a difference, and we appreciate it. Hopefully, we'll have 5,000 or 6,000 there tomorrow night, and we'll be overwhelmed and tired, I hope. We really have some toys to give out. Lots of toys, refrigerators, and this week I carried all of my chiefs who were all gone Monday and Tuesday to Tallahassee. Some of them had not had the opportunity to get into the Capitol and see some of the stuff. We went over to the award ceremonies for Firefighter of the Year, different things of that sort, inspectors and instructors. That night for the reception, we had the opportunity to meet and speak with some higher-ranking folks throughout the state legislature and everything else. Next morning they had the Fallen Firefighter Memorial there on the Capitol grounds. And we spent the morning there, and also the director of the State Fire Marshal's Office, Mr. Julius Hollis, has just retired after 14 years as the director, and I changed over to Ms. Joanne Rice, who was the interim chief of the city of Gainesville. Everybody's had the opportunity to talk to them, speak to them, so it was a good event, and we've had the opportunity to make some contacts, and it'll go a long way within our department. I just want to say thank y'all, and make sure everybody comes tomorrow night and bring everybody that you can. And you don't have anything with me, John?
No, sir.
I will be on vacation through the holidays. My brother-in-law just texted me while we were talking that the room is available, so I'll probably be out of state a little bit.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Thank you.
It starts at 6.
Whenever we're done.
That's when everybody gets there.
Yep.
Now, that ain't when we going to get there, because I'm going to get ahead of everybody. I go ahead and tell you.
So we also, I was told by the school that we can move in officially before everybody will be gone.
Okay.
But Ms. Rimmerman said today that they're going to let us come in at 3:30.
Okay.
So that was
okay. Yes, sir. Thank you. I think I got plenty of help right up here beside me on both sides. Mr. Scott?
So I have one little item. So I told y'all last board meeting that they were working on the server room next door to move. I sent the location of all the servers within the courthouse to be in one spot. Is Barbie happy about her Ted engine or call it? So with
goes
that,
off quite today.
They're getting close. They've already drywalled it and got it textured and all that stuff. They had quartz and they kind of slowed down this week, but. I have a quote here for Cassidy's for a split unit AC unit to go in there to keep everything cool. So it's over our threshold, so I need y'all's approval on that. $7,950 for a split unit to go in that circle.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second,
Mr. Wood. Any discussion?
Where are we going to get the funds from? Where are they going to put it? General or?
It's courthouse. I have it in the courthouse fund.
Got it.
I'm done. All in favor?
Aye.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you, Ms. Scott. Ms. Gail.
She's not here.
Ms. Holly. She's not here. Ms. Angie. Yes.
Thank you for what you do. I appreciate each one of you, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Thank you, Ms. Angie. Mr. DeWayne.
Mr. Chairman, as much as I'd like to not have anything, I have two full pages worth. So without further ado, action items tonight. Number one, I'd like to request board approval for a paint on pavement markings on County Road 351U. We've got a couple quotes from Jenkins Painting, like Commissioner Stevenson and the board had directed us to do. One of the quotes is for $15,853. And that is including the white lines on the sides on an all-system road. That is not, you know, it doesn't have to have that to meet the standards of the all-system road. You can just go with the yellow lines in the center. And with that package, it's only $6,623.60. I just need more direction.
That's in my district. But being our finances the way they are, I'll make a motion we just do the yellow line in the center.
So do the
$6,623.60 for the yellow line for County Road 351 U. It's a painting project to repaint on pavement.
Okay. Okay.
He's like the center line.
So, Mr. Got a motion by Mr. Stevenson on the 6,000, and then we got a second, Mr. Hatch, correct? Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Okay. Number two, request board approval of the commissioner's committee assignments as presented. I didn't hear any changes that needed to be made from the last meeting. It's still as presented in your packets.
Motion.
Do you have any questions?
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, or any questions?
None. These committees is on page two, correct?
He's just the alternate.
No, I've seen them down there somewhere.
Mr. Dwayne, did you?
You taking all the WC's over stuff?
Splitting
that
up a little bit.
Get them all.
Oh, okay.
You ain't getting them all. We all got a bunch of them.
Let's look it down.
Well, I think they've got a bunch of alternates on
right,
there.
Right.
See, them alternates.
No.
Now, see, the alternates.
It was these.
Yeah, James Valentine.
Yeah,
James
split up.
Yep, sorry.
I got you.
Mr. Dwayne, did you have a chance to call that lady on that one that Mr.
I did, and she hasn't got back. Now, that's a voicemail, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
And she hasn't got back me, but that is the Florida Crown Workforce. As soon as she does, lets me know, I'll assign it to one of y'all or attend.
Okay, and that's an...
I know we need to take care of
the changes.
We are, we will, yes. I got a call in on one of them right now,
yep.
Commissioner Stevenson, the Florida Crown. They had contacted the chairman, and I reached back out to him and
we
haven't
can't
got
get a hold of him.
But like Mr. Daniel Wood, Big Ben Werther should be contacting you, Mark Grevlin. I reached out to them, and they will be getting with you.
I haven't heard nothing yet.
Okay.
Grevlin?
Yeah, Mr. Mark.
Mark Grevlin.
Yeah, we should be receiving emails on them. And if I remember correctly on those, the days that we have morning board meetings, Big Ben has an afternoon water authority meeting. So it would be on your same day as a board meeting. But I'll verify and get that with you. But the rest of them there, Mr. Wood, is alternates other than the anti-drug coalition.
Okay.
I think you're pretty set there.
I'm pretty good.
I wouldn't change yours.
I'm good.
You're right.
There was one time.
Okay. I'm good.
I said.
James alternate.
I'm sorry. James is what we were going to split up.
Yeah.
And Adam. Pretty good.
I know we done split
something.
We haven't.
Don't probably talk about it. No. Thank you. Yeah.
All right. So, y'all good?
Dwayne.
Yes, sir.
One of mine, which is Big Daniels, we'd alternate on it, this M-Corps. I haven't went to one of them meetings in a couple of years now.
You thought you scratched
that. What is that?
Is there a reason for us to continue even listing that as one of our?
I just didn't know if in session if they was going to bring it back up, but we'll scratch it.
Yeah, I'd scratch it because actually we did do a closing out on that. So
okay, so the DOT's completely through with that.
That's what they told
us. Okay, and I haven't got any emails on it, sir.
Yeah, so let's take the M-Corps number 5. Scratch it off there.
Okay.
And actually, you can do it on number 7 under Daniels.
What are you looking at? I don't see it.
Give them my packet. So the one we
you don't see it on yours?
The other day.
What's number 5 on mine?
The one that we got getting approved tonight, does it say final on it, Mr. Mark?
Nope. There it is.
Yeah. We'll take it off.
Yeah, take it off.
And it'll be off for Daniels, too. Tonight. You said y'all have an updated one with them all.
Yeah,
first.
The number's laying hold on out 8
Okay. On District 5, do you see any of them that you said you got the...
The only one that's been reached out to or has reached out to us, to the chairman, was the Florida Crown Workforce Board. I've contacted them back and left a voicemail, and I haven't heard back. This other one.
If we do have someone appointed, we can always go back and revisit these.
Absolutely.
So the Florida Crown, who wants it? Daniel's got.
Man, you lost one.
I got Big Ben.
You've done six. You pick it up.
Well, I can, and I will. But
I've already got seven.
Okay. Then
and Daniel's got nine, eight.
Give me the.
Jamie needs one. He's the lowest one.
Yeah, but now how much running around does Jamie do?
All right, Jody, when's the last time you done number three on yours?
I ain't done it since I've been here.
Okay. What is that one? I've been here 12 years, and I don't really know what the world that is.
Healthcare Advisory Committee.
Hospital Board.
I haven't had any dealings.
I had the hospital hop before, but.
You've got the hospital board. How long do patients off the wall so our trucks can get
hit. What is that? I mean,
at some point, obviously, the board sat on it, and it's just something. That's,
you know what it was? They were doing that hospital in Levy County.
They quit doing it during COVID, and they ain't brought it off the law, and they ain't brought it back.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
Many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what you're saying, Judy's on the six. What we're saying.
Wow. All right, so let's go down this. So starting up there with Jody's, the Florida Association of Counties, we're going to leave that on there.
Yeah.
Number two, Small County Coalition, y'all attend those, leave
yep.
those. The Healthcare Advisory, y'all want us to scratch that one?
No, I won't. Let's reach out.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, I don't either, but do some homework before we just say to scratch it.
Yeah, 8 years of my service, I haven't heard of it.
All right, scratch it then.
All right. Regional Landfill, Jody, you go to that every month.
Yep.
Tourist Development Council, you go to that every month.
I can, yep.
Swanee River Task Force. Swanee River Task Force.
I'm not
what is that?
Not aware of it. Scratch it.
Jody's only got five.
North Central Florida Region Planning Council.
He goes to that one, yep.
Okay. Daniel Woods, Nature Coast, you're the alternate for that. I go to that one.
Okay.
We'll leave that. Dixie County Anti-Drug Coalition, there will be several of those meetings throughout the year.
And they are very good meetings.
Three Rivers Region Library, the alternate, you will stay the alternate on that.
Okay.
The Nature Coast Oyster Alliance, I haven't heard never of that.
The only thing I can remember with the oyster stuff is we used to do some rocks. We donated some rocks down yonder.
Reef
a real bit. That was the only oyster thing.
Well,
I don't know what it is.
Back in the late 80s, early 90s, they was gathering them oyster by the creek and hauling them out there. They were paying them to build beds. I remember when that was
y'all
going on.
Y'all want to get rid of that? Scratch it. Dwayne, do you know what it is?
That was on that grant money.
Yeah, let's scratch it.
That's been 30 years ago.
Big Bend Water Authority, he'll stay on that.
Yep.
Regional Landfill, he'll be the alternate for the Osceola, Mr. Jody. Daniel will be the alternate to Osceola.
Yeah.
Okay. Dixie County Stormwater Task Force Committee, Daniel, you'll be the alternate for that as well in the absence of Mr. Mark.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. Mark, so you'll stay as the Florida Association of Counties District Board Member.
Mm-hmm.
NFEDP Partnership.
Yeah.
Small County Coalition.
Yeah.
Cross City Airport Committee Chairman.
Yeah.
Three Rivers Regional Library Board.
Yeah.
Dixie County Stormwater Task Force Committee Chair.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie. Swanee River Partnership Cares.
Yes, sir.
District 3 Community Alliance of Department of Children and Families.
Yes, sir.
Transportation Disadvantaged Board.
Yes, sir.
Swanee River Economic Council.
Yes, sir.
Family Medical Practice Advisory Board.
Yes, sir.
North Central Florida Region Planning Council.
Alternate.
Yep. All right, and then for District 5, as of right now, the way it is, I'll take that alliance off, the alternate for that. Ship Compliance Committee, we need to keep that for the program. I'll find out from them. Matt normally contacts the board when something is needed off of that. The Artificial Reef Development Agency. I know when I first come on with the county, there was a big offshore reef project. Right now, the board has applied and has an active permit for offshore in conjunction with Anderson Columbia.
So
I'll keep that open. I'll keep it open right now. There hasn't been any movement on it in over a year. So
give me that phone.
The offshore line is on here twice.
So there was two. You'd have two commissioners, like an alternate or one that goes to it. You just didn't have an alternate beside it.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
He's going. We'll keep District 5, the Big Bend Water Authority alternate until somebody gets appointed, and then keep Florida Crown. So we'll make these corrections, and y'all can vote on it at the next board meeting.
Number
that?
5, there's an Oyster people. We've done away with.
Scratching it, yep.
Okay.
At your court. Okay, yep.
All right?
Yep.
Okay.
So there was a motion.
There was a motion to
I died for lack of a second.
No, we ain't finished it. We didn't finish it.
Yeah.
So
I'll just go.
Are we gonna go over? Are we gonna go over this, or are we all good with this now?
So with the corrections, I guess y'all could go ahead and vote with the corrections to let the chairman sign.
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson's got the motion with the corrections, to that we're
leave them as is
with the corrections. Got a motion.
Second.
Got a second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Correct. Have some. And I'll get y'all all an updated copy at the next board meeting. Right up.
Thank you. Who was our
second? Mr.
Hatch.
Hatch.
Okay.
Stevenson Hatch. Okay, number 3 on the action items, I need board approval to provide North Florida Economic Development Partnership a letter of support for the 2023 Regional Rural Development Grant application through the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity. And this is the ones that Diane Schultz, Carol West, and Jeff Endry helps us all with.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 4, I need board approval to approve and sign the addendum to add the 75 acres to the existing farm lease of Southwest Cattle Company at the Cross City Airport and formal landfill. And he did meet the requirements that was requested by Commissioner Hatch at the last meeting.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second,
Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 5, I need board approval to accept the lowest quote for the grass and seed and hay for approximately 6 miles and 40 feet wide of the airport canal system project based on the Stormwater Task Force recommendation. And the lowest bidder was Shamrock Sod at 25 cents per square yard.
Second.
We've got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 6, we need a board approval to execute the FDOT grant supplemental agreement number 1 for Northeast 362nd Avenue and Northeast 364th Avenue. And it's for the additional scrap funding for the amount of $5,422.49. And it brings the new total to $1,605,222.49. In addition to that, there will also be a time extension from 6/30/23 to
12/31/23.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
I need board to approve the resolution 2022-171 in support of that supplemental agreement.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 8, I need board approval to execute the FDOT grant agreement for Northeast 82nd Avenue. And this is the Howe Chairs Road. It's a new agreement. It goes from Northeast 592nd Street, which is Chafis, out to US 19 by the shop there that builds the trusses, the wooden,
mm-hmm.
wooden trusses. There, yeah. And for the funding amount of $2,389,589.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
I need board approval in support of that grant agreement with resolution number 2022-172.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Number 10, I need board approval for the drainage easement agreement between the Bascom Southern LLC, which is the timber company, and the Dixie County Board of County Commissioners, and this is for us to maintain the airport canal system.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 11, we need board approval to execute the contract between Anderson, Columbia, and Dixie County for the County Road 340 road project from State Road 349 to the Swanee River Bridge in the amount of $2,945,483.27.
Big motion.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Mr. Wood, all in favor.
On that project now, so the next step will be to get the design team and the CI firm and the contractor in the room together in a pre-construction meeting. I'll notify you, Commissioner Stevenson, of that. And then as soon as the contractor can begin to start, we get started on it. The only other thing that I'll request that the board decide on in this particular road project is going to be to make a motion and decide on which road we would like to move
that
to.
With Hutch and the greater man, and I told them they knew what road was giving them the most trouble trying to maintain, and they need to make the decision on where those millings go because they know what one.
Okay, so I'll bring three or four roads up here and let y'all decide on that. I'll get the roads to y'all. Okay?
But I agree with what Judge is saying. The highest maintenance.
They know which one they have to hit the most.
I got you.
And that's where they need to go.
But in the contract, it does say it's got to be within a certain amount of mileage.
2 miles. 2 miles. Yes.
But if we got a road that's really killing us, I mean, we could probably talk to them and they might be able to hold it another mile or something. You know.
We'll see.
4 feet.
So, number 12, I need board approval to advertise to receive bids for the clean-out of County Road 358, which is the old 19 ditches in the right-of-way. And it's the project, and it's based off the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion. We've got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Thank you.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye. Number 13, I need board approval to advertise for the mulching and debris removal out of the Twin Lakes Canal System from County Road 351, and that'll go eastbound across State Road 349 into the Suwannee River based off of the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye. On that right there, the county's got some property in that 10-1 Twin Lake.
That is correct.
What are we doing with that, or what could we put it back on the tax roll? Seemed like to me that it was donated by FEMA or something because it's low. I mean, what? Quite a few acres there.
Mitigation property?
Is it? What is it?
We have to put the deed on it and read that verbiage. I'll defer to the attorney on that. So you're asking, can we sell it?
Well, if it's not used for mitigation or something, there is a part of it that's probably high enough that they could get a home site on. I'd rather have it on tax roll than it just sit there not bringing it in. In my opinion.
Yeah, look at the deed.
Information. Okay. Yes.
And then all them neighbors that's calling us complaining about them crossing that property going in that pond, they'd be hollering at them.
Yep.
At the dead end of that one road when it comes off, you come off 353, the one that ain't paved, and when it tees, you go left, that goes around the dead ends. All that on the left-hand side is somebody give it to the county. Hey, yeah. I don't know, several acres there.
Yeah, it was like 10 or 12 acres.
We'll
look at the deeds, Mr. Chairman, and get y'all an answer back. Number 14, I need board approval to proceed with the sale of the following properties to our highest bidders I presented. Number A right there, this was Jim Lands, which is Bobo's. Down in Old Town, Kyle Feldy was the highest bidder for $605. I would like to do these separate. My recommendation is to go with this.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye. The next piece is down in Mingo Acres, and the highest bidder was Mr. Ronnie Williams for $5,760.99.
The motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second,
Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye. The last one here is the prison at the Prison Road turnoff. The board had set the minimum at $60,000 previously. We resubmitted it. We did get a bid this time. It come in under the minimum requirement at $25,000. My recommendation to the board would not be to accept that due to y'all set a minimum. I'm not saying don't accept $25,000 on it. I'm just saying the way we advertise it, somebody may have not have bid on it because they've seen a minimum. But
I think all we've done is, I don't mean to interrupt you, we need to do that on all these properties. We had this property
appraised.
With these other ones that we just turned loose, we didn't have them appraised.
We did not. Y'all talked about it. Paul brought it up to y'all, Mr. Chairman, and it was decided to go with the no
I
minimum.
I think in the future, or anything that we do, we need to get it appraised.
Okay.
Y'all I don't. I don't, because some of that property is just teetotal. You'll have more money in an appraisal than what you'll get out. Appraisal for $600, $605 right there, that's just a little piece of property, a slither of land that means you can't, it ain't big enough to do nothing with.
Yep.
And
50 by 50.
Yeah, I think we need to speak with
the. That Mingo Acres is on the St. Ashley River.
That's case by case then. I mean, literally, if you're looking at that, but some of this property ain't worth.
We'll bring y'all an aerial, a map, and look at it, and you can see what the property appraiser has it assessed at, and we can determine that, and I will make those recommendations, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
There are cases where we definitely need to get an appraisal.
I mean, we recently, it slipped, I didn't even realize it, we sold a piece up around 340 on the Suwannee River for $6,000 or $7,000. On the Pointy River.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't buildable.
Right.
Huh?
It wasn't buildable.
Oh, yeah, it is. They got more land than they
there was one year recently that did sell on 340, and it was part of a road closure on a flat, and it's a non-buildable lot.
So it is a case by case, but there's some of them we do need to get prayed. So, my recommendation was you did get some action here of either to reset the minimum and re-advertise, or Chana, if you want to interject. Yes.
What I would recommend doing is possibly placing it with a realtor. We would lose the money towards realtor's fee, but if this property appraised at $75,000, it's a commercial piece. It could possibly house a business. And if we were to pay a realtor, even a commission fee, which they're entitled to, and we were to get anywhere or $60,000, the difference between the $25,000 and the $60,000 would well pay for the realtor. I mean, if we don't get no more than $25,000,
well, if I heard a meeting, well, when we done this, we done the appraisal, we said I made the motion to do that because I said that we can ask high, we can always go back down, but we can never go up.
Yeah.
So, if we went the other way, I don't think we'd have got bid as high as we got.
No, we didn't.
That's just me.
Are they entitled?
I think it worked for some of the fact.
Did they just drop the minimum and re-advertise?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it started because someone approached the county because they wanted to buy that, not because the county wanted to sell it.
Correct.
That's
correct.
The other ones that weren't still good, they didn't sell them on the tax
roll. That's right. They come off of the tax roll. And it's entirely up to the board. Y'all give me direction. I can re-advertise with a lower minimum.
How much does this advertising cost?
It costs two ads. We're running it for 2 weeks at a time. I think it's like $50-something an ad.
So we got
you got right at
$200. Plus the appraisal.
Plus $600 appraisal, so you got $800.
So we got $800 in it so far.
Yeah. I'm happy with what we got on that. To be honest with you, I didn't think we were going to get that.
I didn't think we was either.
Did the one now? Could they go with that even though it didn't meet the minimum? I mean, in the packet we advertised it.
Didn't know how was it advertised?
We advertised it with the minimum.
But next time, make sure we put it there if we can.
We all need to tell me.
We got money in hand. We need to get it. We going
to
go.
We tell no minimum?
I would put the minimum where he's at now. I mean, if that one's going to be better than 25, then there's, you know, if you go in there and you say our minimum bid's going to be 25,000, all he's got to do is renew his bid. And if no one else bids, he's got the property. Mm-hmm. If somebody else wants it, then they know I need to bid better than 25. Because that's the minimum.
Correct.
And we make money.
Let's talk about that property just for a second. That property is a triangle, kind of a triangle piece of property, correct, Dwayne?
That is correct.
It's in the Duda zone. So how's it zoned, and what can you do with that piece of property?
Yeah, I think it's zoned industrial. I mean, that is our industrial park. There
that's what I'm saying.
Where
so,
the bulk
so
of
the property
are.
Has a little bit of value to it.
True.
A
little bit of pretentious.
Right. But that's been cleaned up a lot, too, by that
Yes. City water. It is city
municipal
water.
Water. The availability for municipal water.
But, I don't know, do we want to sell it or do we want to lease the property? It's part of our industrial park.
Yeah. And it's under lease now. I mean, the guy who's wanting to come to it, he's the one who has the lease.
So,
I think this is one of the properties
that is
under lease. And Miss Barbie, you are feel free to jump in here, Miss Brenda, but I think that's one that's maybe a little delinquent.
Yes.
I think that come up in one of our discussions.
Yeah, it is one of the ones that they didn't pay because they never moved forward with it. But they do have the term limit is, and they paid this year. And so he told me, I did recommend him. I said, I would suggest you get caught up from the last 2 years. And he said if he can't purchase it, that's what he intends to do to move forward. I don't know what the desire to do there is. So he's waiting to see if he can buy it or just pay the lease.
Is he going to put a business on it?
He hasn't given me any future plans.
He's away.
He needs to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, that particular spot is our industrial zone. We got airport, we got water. That's really good property to promote, to bring businesses in our county. So selling it is kind of a catch-22, I believe.
Well, I think you wanted to bring it forth to sale.
There again.
Nice.
I might be
hunting.
But now I'm thinking about it.
Rethinking about it. And I'm good. You know, that brings up a very valid point. I mean, you've got another lease now. You can continue to make money on it.
How much is it supposed to be for the lease?
I'd have to look back at it. I think it ain't. It really isn't all that much. It ain't
pretty nominal.
How many years would it take to, if he leased it, how many years would it take to make that amount? 20 years?
20. But you know what? 21st year, you still own it.
And the value of property doesn't go down.
And at the time, I guess you could raise the lease once the term is up. I guess you could raise the lease. Prices, I don't know if you got to do an adjust. It's got to be, you might have to do an appraisal on that to see what.
And I don't know what the terms in the lease are. I can't remember off the top
of
my head.
It's a 5-year term.
We know he's
still 5 years, but he is 2 years delinquent on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that being said, he's 2 years delinquent, so he's in default.
It's done.
So we can call it due. The fact that we've not called it due does not mean that the
And he is well aware of that. We made him aware. Finance got me the information. I made him well aware of that. And he said, well, if he can't buy it, he will, because he plans to do something up.
I mean,
to what that is.
Well,
that's
exactly
whether he's buying it or not.
That,
he owes the money.
That's what I was fixing to say.
I
should pay that too.
Exactly.
Well, if he don't, we call it due, and we get some. It opens that piece of property up for another business to potentially come into Dixie County, or it opens it up so we can release.
If it's part of our industrial park and releasing that other stuff, I say let's leave it where it's at. That's just me.
I got a question. Was the person who leases the one that
buys? It's tried.
Yep.
That's just what I just said.
I think the board can always sell it if they want to.
If like anything else, right now, from a legal standpoint, I can tell you from a legal standpoint, when you're in default on a contract,
you want to lease it, you're going to clean up what he owes.
Remember we went through that for airport hangars?
Oh, yeah.
So why?
If you're leasing it and someone want to come along and buy it, you guys have the right to go ahead and sell it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what we're dealing with here is this person just leasing it is 2 years behind on the lease,
and
now he's wanting to buy it instead of lease it.
Well, I blamed a lot on Preacher a while ago. That's our fault for allowing that to happen. You know, really and truly, let's call a spade a spade. If we've allowed that to happen, that's our fault. That's poor management on our fault. That's just facts. If we ain't got clauses in there to say this is what you've got to do, Jody, and you don't do it, I mean, it's our fault.
In any contract, and again, I'm not looking at that one, so I won't swear to it without looking at it, but most contracts, when you have a lease, the verbiage is there that even if I'm, if you miss a payment and I don't call you default that day, I can come back 2 years later and say, you know what, you're in default. I'm giving you 30 days to get caught up. You don't have to give them the 30 days unless it's in that contract. But we can say we give you 30 days to get caught up. If you're not, then I want you off my property.
Yeah.
You know, and at this point,
we're there.
That would be my advice from a legal standpoint is, of course, need to look at the contract to see if we got a verbiage in there. It says we have to give him 30 days or whatever. But if there is that in that contract, that would be my recommendation is that we send him something and say, look, we're not selling it because, you know, we're pulling it off the market. You've got X number of days, whatever's in that contract, to be caught up. If not, then we anticipate that your anything on it belongs to you on that property will be removed. And we put it up to release it. If we don't get a new bid, or he may come back and want to release it even. If he does, then you can negotiate new terms. I would not negotiate probably, I don't know what it is, but if it's going to take 20 years to get, you know, $20,000, then we ain't getting much for it. So I would recommend it. We've got to consider the value of what we have, and I think that goes back to what Mr. Stevenson has been saying.
I went on that
let's run
this
business.
Yep.
And we're not a profit organization, but we're not charitable organization either. We need to, it needs to support.
The county has to be running like a business. We're not out there to make a bunch of money, but we got to maintain and we got to make enough to keep the wheel greased and rolling.
And if the individual is 2 years behind, he's gonna stay that way. He's going to be behind on the next year.
Well, and that would be the
no,
next thing.
No, he's not, because somebody here is going to have to start doing their due diligence and either collecting or removing them off the property, sending them an eviction notice. And that's going to be Chana, because that's going to be her realm to
I won't say delinquent, but I will definitely be doing the eviction.
Correct.
And, you know, I have no problem with that. Matter of fact, y'all will see our first foreclosure I will have out by the first of the year on the property on the code enforcement.
Well,
I aim to get it at Christmas. I'm teasing.
But then it won't be shame on us. Mark will be shame on her.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Chairman, I'll say from an administrative standpoint, the past 8 years that I've been involved with the county, just like the dumpster rentals, there's multiple hangars, which we've taken on. Miss Martha has taken on the hangar rentals, and we've got those caught up now. But
inmate medical. Look how great that
medical. But however, what I'm saying is, it does. Somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
A stack. I mean, there's multiple. So I'm not just talking about one contract. It's multiple contracts that's been loose. I think they've always been. The board's been loose with them. Just pay your check into the finance department. And then there's really no record ever keeping up with it whatsoever. Finance didn't know the terms, so if they got a check in, they just put it in there. But it goes back to, okay, who's going to monitor that? Who's going to look at it? I guess if y'all are directing me and staff to evaluate and see what all the leases we have out there, we will do so. But it is cumbersome.
All I'm saying is if we're having them sign a lease, if they're going to pay X amount of dollars
a year
before they ever sign that lease, somebody won't be responsible for making sure that lease is paid. Or we should have never signed it.
Our is that not correct, Barbie? If you've got a lease, Barbie should know that Chana's supposed to pay to the clerk's office on the first of each month. So if it's not that again, then Barbie should be sending it, but we are now.
Yeah.
So I think we're making progress in the right direction on a lot of different fronts, but it is taking a lot of moving parts, and I think we're all learning to communicate better.
I'm gonna say this.
Who are we putting the burden on to look to get them all straightened out? Me.
I'm gonna catch y'all. That's for sure.
Hey, I'm gonna say this. If we decide to sell this, and if he's the highest bidder on that, I would like to see that. If we decide to sell that to at that price, that he has to pay what he owes us first before he gets
that.
Period.
I'm making a motion that we put it back on the rental market. I heard he needs to come clean. He doesn't meet the minimum.
Second.
He needs to clean it and lease, or lease it, or we lease it to somebody else.
We Mr. Stevenson, if I understand right, got a motion to, he has not paid.
He has not met the minimum.
He has not met his criteria.
Irregardless of who met the minimum, who hadn't paid or what, we advertised a piece of property for a minimum. So I need to know.
We didn't meet the minimum. We're going to pull it for sale or put it back in the rental fleet. That's what I've been trying to say.
That's what I
get it right directly.
Okay. So Mr. Stevenson made the motion that we did not meet the minimum, so we're pulling it back out the market and putting it back as a lease.
Leasing property.
Now you got to find
it. Then a commercial will go to park.
And let me know what's in the new kitchen.
Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, we got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. And Mr. Hatch seconded it.
Do we want to include in that?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are you about done?
I'll bring it back. If they don't, we'll do an eviction. How about that? Okay, yes, the information items, you can go through them. Those are just dates that y'all have to be at certain, at various locations over the next few days.
Okay.
So that's all I have, unless you do have something else for me.
Is that it? Thank you, Mr. Dwayne. Ms. Watson.
One little thing I'd like to make y'all aware of. The property, piece of property that I brought before y'all before where we had an offer which we turned down, is moving forward into foreclosure. They have a summary judgment hearing, which basically just means it's fixed and go back. Coming up in January, I will follow through on that, make sure if there is a buyer on the courthouse steps or anything and there's any overage that we get our share of that. One thing I do want...
Which property was that? Is down payment assistance?
Yeah.
Down payment assistance where they didn't do the 4 or 5 year DPO. They done like 2 years.
I think somebody had died and the family inherited it, and it was part of it that death of the family member didn't release that lien. One thing I am seeing with dealing with a ship, I had another one that I found out about just recently. I don't know if it's the change of who managed it from one time to another, but some of these ships contracts have been met. There's been no satisfactions issues.
No satisfaction on lien?
No one seems to be tracking that. So what happens, I've got one right now that has come up. The time frame runs while the woman who had the loan was alive. So it would have been satisfied. The satisfaction was never issued. This piece of property is now in another lawsuit, trying to quiet the title situation, and this has come forward that had never been quieted. So this is a big funnel of mess, that whole lawsuit is. But that being said, this is not the first one that has come up that it appears that. And I don't know who would overview this. I mean, I'm assuming it's the ship person that's handling it, but we've changed administrators a time or two, and some of these were 10 years old.
Well, I feel like if they met the threshold original owners and it should have been released and the county didn't do their due diligence to release it, we should still release it because it did meet the requirements.
There's a wrinkle in this one so that I can be totally clear with y'all so you know what the situation is. The quiet title action is because one sister fraudulently signed the property over from the owner, which is her sister that's still alive, to herself, who is now dead. FDLE was looking into this, was fixing to bring charges on the deceased sister, but she died before the charges come up. This is kind of stuff that comes to the attorney's office. You can't make this up. We as the county, when this come before us, did not catch that this was a fraudulent deed. Again, that's not on y'all. This is old paperwork. So we granted this ship grant to this woman. The terms was 5 years. The woman lived in the house, died in the house after the 5-year term.
We should be done with it.
And I that
in my opinion.
You know, it gets conflicted, but you know, in all honesty, that's kind of the skinny on it. Right now.
Well, hopefully you don't let us get in that pickle again.
I'm doing my best, but I don't get to see all these deeds before the ship programs are approved. So that is a concern I have.
I have one thing. On deeds, though, when they come to the clerk's office for a recording, if they meet the reporting standard, they're reported. We don't know if they're fraudulent or they're not fraudulent.
And I'm not faulting the clerk's office at all. This one, and like I said, I don't want to get into too many details in a public forum, but this one had some pretty apparent issues that y'all wouldn't have probably caught because all y'all are looking for is the names there, the signatures there, not because y'all are not the notary. If you're the notary, I know you're verifying it.
Legally, Chana, I mean, if we don't release it, what does the county stand to benefit or not benefit?
Well, and that's it. The only thing we could possibly do.
We need to get out of it, what I'm saying.
Would possibly be go back and try to recoup this from this woman who's dead because she's the one that did it. So where are you going to end up there? I don't think we got it.
Well, let me ask you this, and this is a dumb question. If she had a 5-year DPL and we can approve it by the time she signed, was it home repair? Was it down payment assistance?
Home repair.
Okay. So if you go there and look at her signature on the accepting this, and then you go there and look at her death certificate, shouldn't that give you a time frame?
Well, there's no doubt. I've looked at it. She definitely lived in that house when she took it out.
Yeah.
That house belongs to the sister. This is one of these deals, me and you sisters. I live out of state. You live in my house. But in order to qualify for the ship, it appears that sister...
I got a dumb question. The mother's dead. The other sister's dead. Who are they arguing with?
Family.
Yeah.
Some other ones is in the play now.
The sister, the original owner, is still alive.
But what is the county skin in the game? Is it just the home repair?
Yeah,
that's
I think it's about
$40,000.
Yeah.
Hey, get us out of it. We've got from signature to death. I mean, our criteria's met. Get us out of it. Let the family argue.
Hey, I thought she's working on trying to get that thing going.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Okay, I've nothing else for y'all. That's enough for y'all tonight.
Ms. Barbie?
You're up, Ms. Barbie. Okay. I just have one thing, but it's kind of a big thing. The past week and a half, 2 weeks, we have been getting fraudulent activity on our vendor account. We've caught them. They're coming through our posh pay, and we've caught them and stopped them.
Except for one.
That came in. It was actually a check written to a local business that they never received. He called looking, saying, hey, I never received my check last month. So we got to researching it, and it was showing paid. Well, we pull it up, and it's our check with two signatures made out to someone completely different, like it was stolen.
And then they washed the check.
And they did a, what do you call that? Where they took a picture with their phone and made the deposit.
Yeah, it's like a mobile.
A mobile deposit. And so it went $2,100, I believe, was it?
It was deposited because it matched the check number and the amount, and it was a recent check that we had wrote from the vendor.
Check number and name and date.
But it didn't. That vendor never got it, but this person recreated our check to almost the T, except a few little
a few little things. Both signatures on it. The others we had got had only had one signature. Then we
got nothing like our check.
Then we got a cashier's check, and then this time they got like close to the real deal. I mean, it looks like a legit check with your signature and the Sparkies.
So I did go to the bank. They are investigating it. We did report it to the sheriff's office. They made a report on it. But the bank is suggesting that we may want to look into closing that account and opening up a new account. So I'm just, at this point, we're not doing that, but we may have to. So I'm just making you all aware of it.
Okay.
And I do believe we're not the only one that's been hit.
The sheriff's office told me they got hit, too.
I think we've had some more agencies get hit. Like I say, sometimes as an attorney, you can't give names and dates, but trust me, we're not unique.
Yeah. And
I got
hit.
You should have seen my Swanee bill down there the other night.
Hey, well, they should have seen you down there the other night.
The bank has already contacted me. There is some new things that can be done with our positive pay that checks everything. It checks the name, the address, the date,
mobile
everything.
Checking stuff?
No, sir. Positive pay is where we have to enter every single check into the bank. There's a bank website and form that we have to enter every single check that is wrote. Like tonight, every check that Ms. Brenda will create tomorrow for what you've paid today, we physically have to go in there and we have to type the date, the check number, the name, the amount of the check, everything. We have to type that in to positive pay. And then the bank will not cash those checks unless they match. They will not let those checks go through. The only thing that we found out that we did not have in positive pay was for the name. We have now set that up. Well, we're setting that up. They've got to get me the form for signature, but that will be set up, and then every aspect will be covered
for that particular
mm-hmm.
check.
Yes.
And
yes,
even on the mobile stuff, if they go there.
That we don't know because that would be a bank issue.
Yeah.
That would be a bank issue.
Well, you say it is, but
yeah,
we still got a merchant.
We did, but we did not have it where it matched the name.
So
and
if
so,
the name would have been matched, that would have never happened.
It probably would never have happened. Yes.
We didn't know there was a positive pay and a positive
pay
plus.
So
now we are going to the plus
because
so that we'll cover.
Positive pay was set up before we ever
came
here.
This first batch of checks were actually from an April batch.
An April
this year that we had done through accounts payable. That latest check was actually a November 14th accounts payable. So that check was still, like, active, you know what I mean? So those others had cleared the bank, so that kind of flagged everything. But these were ones we actually had positive pay for, like, waiting to come in. So the bank just cleared it because it was a legit check that we had just sent to positive pay. Just the names were different. So this will hopefully fix that.
Correct that.
So is there a possibility that because the name, we didn't specify we wanted the name identified that we might have to eat this
bank did tell me because it's an altered check that it will take a little bit longer because they've got to do this full investigative thing on.
But the person's been paid their money.
Mm-hmm.
We're rewriting his check.
And
I'm going to hand deliver it to him because he's been waiting some
time. That was the other side of it.
Yeah, I'm going to hand deliver it.
Making sure the vendor, the actual vendor,
has
been paid.
Yeah, we're
going
to hand deliver it.
That's all I have. I think Brenda has got it.
Good evening. So most of you guys know that we
went to a new upgrade in units a couple months ago. It's been pretty rough in finance. And I'll probably pick Scotty's brain because Scotty's been amazing to help us even print checks most days. So apparently this new system is hooked to like a DSL line, and that's how it talks from units to the DSL line to be able to print our checks. So in the process of upgrading, we do use this thing called Tyler Forms for our W-2s, that kind of thing. Well, in the process, we thought Tyler Forms was Tyler Forms, but it's not. So we are wanting to go ahead and finish up our upgrade so that we are able to work more efficiently in finance and not have to worry about our DSL going down about 4 or 5 times a week. And we're not able to print text. So this will be like an annual fee that we have to pay. It's basically another part of the upgrade, but this allows us to do a lot more. Everything will be in-house, our logo. It's kind of like a whole system within itself. We're still learning the whole new upgrade system, but with this, it will allow us to be a lot more efficiently. We will have to rely on the DSL line. This will be like we would have to order a new printer, which would be, a little later. Scotty's going to help us decide what that is, but it has to have Micker ink. So it'll be like a whole printer set up for that. But the actual software, there's a renewable every year. But we do feel that it's going to be best. I mean, we finally got upgraded up to where we're supposed to be. We want to go ahead and do everything the right way so that we can be where we need to be in our finance department.
And what this will allow us to do is actually print the checks. We don't have to order the checks. It will
makes it own checks.
Everything. And that's why it's the Micker ink.
Yes. Okay.
So we'll be ordering the blank checks, blank, and our printers will actually do
all of it.
What's the ink cost? Is it a lot more?
We're working on that.
I'm not sure.
But it'll just be one little printer, so it's not big printer.
Right,
so
it's not a big
huge a separate
one.
Desktop printer.
Dedicated just to check.
Just for the check.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, we came in, Monday, Tuesday morning, ready to do payroll. No one could do anything yesterday, right? We couldn't even print a report out of units because our DSL line was down.
Is there a monthly fee for this software?
It's going to be an annual fee.
An annual fee? How much is that?
So the startup is about $8,200. This is just the, just the basics. But this will be, it's going to be about $5,000 every year. But
did we have that in the budget?
Well, this isn't anything that we prepared for. We thought everything was in the package that we got. No one understood the whole process of the upgrade, but, we're on like a 2011 version since way back when. So, we finally just moved up to 21. And
with Munis?
With Munis.
Which, if I remember right, if we changed out Munis completely, that was an astronomical number.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. So Munis is really working great, the new one. I think everybody's getting the hang of it. This could be a lot better on the positive pay things, too. We enter those manual now. The positive payments carry enters every check number. So if there's 200 checks, she's at her desk entering 200 checks. This new system will allow us to create a file, and it ships right to the bank, our whole thing. So, it's a lot less errors to be made on that part. It'll ship right to the bank. We just want to share our thoughts with you guys. We're still learning. They said it should take about 3 months if we're up, once the contract is signed, it would be about 3 months from then before we actually go live. They're going to come in and train us as well. But we just really feel like for our finance team, this is the direction to go.
I don't have a problem with it. And we need to vote on that.
You want to go ahead and vote on it just to be
motion. Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood. Any discussion?
Do we got it in general to cover it?
We're gonna have to. The answer is no. It's not budgeted. The answer is yes. We will.
Well, you're gonna quit buying them, aren't you? You're quitting a program,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So there's a cash flow there.
Yes.
So roll that money over to there.
But if we done paid that annual payment for that one, you know, the next year, yes, we'll be fine when it drops back down. This year, it'll be a cost to it.
All
we can have.
All in, all in favor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. County Commissioner items. Mr. Wood, got anything to say?
Good to go.
Okay. Mr. Hatch?
Yes. Just want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a safe New Year and hopefully a blessed and prosperous New Year coming up. And remember the reason for the season. And I hope everybody really has the best Christmas and best New Year's ever. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Stephen.
Just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And just what Mark said, remember the reason for the season.
That's right.
Sometimes that kind of gets left behind.
Yep. And I'm going to say the same thing. Merry Christmas. Everybody please be safe. And just remember the reason for the season. All right.
Maybe we'll get a little cold weather where it feels more.
That's right. And I think we had a good meeting. So now it's y'all's turn. Anybody? Public comments.
Mr. Chairman, allow you to have 15 minutes. Go ahead.
I
only got three.
I
said,
well, I have five personalities.
So.
I get accused of that.
Anybody else? Nobody?
What are the roads going to be made? The tab I
caught. Which roads?
The roads
that we have started. The 19.
No, this county has nothing to do.
Yeah, that's a state.
That's a state and the city. We're going to do well.
Get it for you.
Yep.
Hi, Mr. Chairman, just to expand on that, Ms. Benita, I did reach out to DOT and check with the contractor, which is Anderson Columbia. When they finish the sidewalks, then they'll come back in and do the final lay of the asphalt. But they told me you don't want to hear this. It'll be mid-spring. So if you got any Anderson Columbia buddies, they can give you a better idea what. But
if he's
done bid it out, and
I heard May. I heard it. Just hear a flavor of my golf.
So mid spring, maybe May.
Anybody else?
Hey, I want to say this too. Along them lines, I travel in probably 8 different counties. I know Jody travels in a lot of counties also. That's just not here. That is
everywhere.
Especially Columbia County over there. I was on that road the other day, and it was the same way. So it ain't just here. So it does, because we travel it every day.
I've been on that same line.
But
anyone else?
Motion to adjourn.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevens.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Turn that call off.